Unit 11. An interview with a graffiti artist.
Graffiti. Is it vandalism or art? It's a question that's been discussed for decades by many people. The public are now beginning to accept graffiti artists and their work, even though the authorities still think of them as mindless taggers who are simply looking for a way to relieve boredom. Consequently, many legitimate and talented artists have to work with caution and paint legal walls for fear of costly consequences. However, just this week, an artist was questioned by police for painting on a wall legally with permission from the owner of the building. Is it possible to remove the negative stereotypes surrounding graffiti? Today I want to welcome Sarah, artist and founder of Graffiti Kings, who are fighting intolerance and narrow-mindedness with a determination to promote graffiti as something positive.
Hi, and thanks for inviting me.
Who are the Graffiti Kings and how many artists are involved?
The Graffiti Kings are a collective of the best graffiti artists from across the UK. There are over 30 artists involved.
So, can you tell us a bit about what Graffiti Kings do?
Our aim has been to turn our passion into our career and along the way promote graffiti as a positive art form. Every time we're out representing the Kings, we are trying to smash the stereotypes some associate with graffiti.
How and when did you get together?
I started the Graffiti Kings as a movement more than 10 years ago, and it became an organised business. Over the past 20 years, I've painted with some of the very best, so I initially formed the team from the talent pool I already knew. Soon after word got out about what we were doing, artists started coming out of the woodwork and contacting us to be involved. It's one of the things I love about my job, the constant exposure to new talent. Just when you think you've seen it all, someone comes around and blows you away. Most of our guys are also involved in other disciplines too. We have fine artists, sculptors, tattooists, and graphic designers, as well as street artists in the team.
Can you tell us what you've been working on recently?
To be honest, all our current projects are top secret.
As a collective, what has been your professional highlight so far?
Making it this far is everything to us. Every time we get paid to do what we love, we thank our lucky stars.
Street art and graffiti. Is there a difference?
I guess straight up spray paint onto wall is considered graffiti, and the more fruity stuff is street art. But the lines are so blurred nowadays, and we use techniques traditionally associated with both.
How do you feel the public's opinion towards graffiti has changed over the years?
A graffiti artist called Banksy put the image of a graffiti artist into a more positive light. There is more acceptance now than 10 years ago. Unfortunately, there is still ignorance and government brainwashing that presents anyone with a spray can as a dangerous guy. But every time we paint before the public, we can convince them of the contrary.
Which country is home to the best graffiti work?
I love English graffiti. There is always something happening, especially within the London scene, that keeps it evolving and fresh. And there have never, ever been any rules. I respect the world scene, specifically LA, New York and Europe, but the UK is my home.
If we were looking for the best showcase of graffiti in London, where would we look?
Nothing lasts forever. Some of the legal walls in London look amazing for 10 minutes, but then are gone. You just need to keep your eyes open and explore the city.
Which artists should we be looking out for at the moment?
The Graffiti Kings.
Any advice to those starting out?
Keep drawing, all the time. The sketch is your foundation. If it looks bad on paper, it's not going to look good on the wall. Oh. And wear a mask.
What does the future have in store?
Robots, I reckon.
If there's one message you'd like to portray with your work, what would it be?
Shake it, spray it, love it.
Thank you.